You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
CFL, let them know.
Welcome to Saturdays in Canada with Black Hawk West. I sometimes feel less like I should have my hand on my heart when we have that opening.
You know, it's great. And we are off to an incredible start. And we are 6 weeks in and we have yet to turn in a losing week. 2-2 is the worst we've done. We had a three-game week and we went 2-1. And this week was fun. And that Sask and Calgary game, I mean, just the tip pass and then Calgary to come back the way they – this was a fun week to
watch. It was the first week of the season where all four games went over the number. Listen to this. In the second half, the four games combined for 167 points. If you don't like Canadian football after that, you should really just – whatever you're doing, hit the button. Go watch something else. You really should. Dancing. You know, Vicky likes America's Got Talent, Dancing with the Stars. That kind of show is maybe where you should go if after last week you don't like Canadian football.
I agree. And we're now, we only have four QB1s left alive out of nine teams. We're into the depths of the rosters now with all these quarterbacks. The game is going to get changed on us this week coming up.
And I mentioned that one of the data points that I pull is the quarterback ratings. And the website I pull them from, they sort it by passing yards. That doesn't work for me in the CFL because it's not all equal, right? Sometimes you have five. If you got five games and I got four games, you know, it doesn't seem like much. It's only one game. It's 25% more games, though. So I do it by quarterback rating, and sure enough, yeah, it was very long, and you're seeing the logos twice. So they got the name, and then they got the logo, and you're seeing the logos twice, and you know some of the names aren't coming back this year either.
No, so some of them aren't for sure. Trevor Harris is gone for the year. Mazzoli's gone for the year. So, you know, Sask has been pretty scrappy. And, you know, they're now going to have to adjust to a quarterback that's seen game time. But Ottawa, you know, they might have their guy. I mean, he's a mobile guy. He's a hard quarterback to prepare for. But, you know, so I think Ottawa is probably better off than Sask is with the most recent week's worth of QB injuries.
Yeah, before we get into this week, which will be an interesting week from a sports betting perspective, because if you lay the points on a four-teamer this week, you're given over 38 points. So that is, that's, you know, college football kind of. That's college football. That's not NFL numbers. That's closer to college football numbers. But let's look at what happened last week. We started out with a winner, which is always nice. But again, guess what? It was a money line. We were getting plus money.
So far, every week we've had a dog outright, and this past week we found one of those too.
And it was Edmonton, and they were in it for a while, but they really do. They're amazing. They find ways to just self-destruct. It's amazing how good they are at self-destruction, actually.
And I said it last week when we were talking about the game. It was low points, but after we got off the show, it shifted and there was some money put on Edmonton, but they don't suck. They don't look terrible. They're getting pretty favorable field position, you know, out of their returns, but they find a way to elk every single week. And this Hamilton team, what I had said was, you know, their defense plays pretty well, of course, you know, giving up 29 points, but their defense shows up in critical spots under pressure in crunch time. And I like their quarterback. He's a QB2, but he's finding his way. And, you know, they got to figure out the receivers, but we like that. We liked Hamilton in that spot, and Edmonton elked for us, and we started the week with a cash.
You know, when we're on later in the year, when I'm on Belly Up Sports and we're on Worldwide Sports Radio Network, and we're talking about an NFL team and we say they elked, no one's going to know what the hell we're talking about. Friday night, again, this was a weird week because it wasn't like this week. Seven is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which I've said is my preferred. This was a doubleheader, which isn't necessarily too bad because, again, I think I did one tweet from the jacuzzi. I was watching the game in the jacuzzi. Life was really good. But it was Toronto, and they're playing really, really well.
Toronto's really balanced. But what impressed me about Montreal in this game, I mean, my takeaway, Toronto, no surprise, we were on them. But But Montreal plays a pretty good brand of defense. They did not let they just did not let that the running back Alouette for Toronto take over. So Montreal, they actually showed me something. I feel more confident this week in that long term. Montreal winning it all. I still don't think it's happening, but plus 1,200, I feel more confident than I did last week. They hung 27 points on a great defense.
And then Saturday, Wes, Saturday started the way you would want any Saturday to start when you got an afternoon game. Your team is dominating and it's halftime and you've cashed.
And then Winnipeg did something that they don't really do. This is, again, this is a very weird Winnipeg team. You know, it's not just lay the points and go. Of course, as in a little bit when we make our picks, I'll talk on the other side of my mouth. But they let them off the hook, and they were up big. They were up double digits.
Well, you had 15 and a half. You had the line up to 15 and a half, and we're covering when we talked.
Yeah, because when would we ever expect Winnipeg to give up a second half lead? Should have put them away. But we also had discussed last week that this quarterback for Ottawa is a big body, you know, Cam Newton type. You know, he can get yards with his legs. It's questionable what he's going to do with his arm. And he's a hard one to game plan for because of his style and not a lot on film. So that showed in the end.
I will give their fans credit. That game was slipping away right in front of our eyes. But you know what? When you're 2-0 going into a game, it's a little easier than if you're 1-1 and going into a game like that. And I had already cashed in the first half, so I was kind of slipping away. But I want to give those Ottawa fans credit because it became an environment. And it wasn't the first half at all.
It did, and they love their team. If I'm a Red-Black fan, I'm certainly encouraged after beating Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I mean, Winnipeg, the last five seasons, I mean, they are what the New England Patriot, the Kansas City Chiefs of the CFL. So, you know,
finally, the last game, another team that we were on that had a plus sign in front of their point spread. Those are special because, again, it gives you the opportunity to bet that other thing, that ML thing. The ML thing is a pretty cool thing to bet when you're getting plus money. The craziest finish of the year, right? Would you agree?
Oh, my. It was incredible.
Not that Rouge, and we'll talk about that Rouge later. Not that the Rouge wasn't special, but this was bizarre.
Well, the Rouge was special because we watched them elk in front of our eyes, and we took money line when Sask was down, and we knew it all along. But this Calgary game and Sask, I mean, Sask, the tipped pass, and you know, it's easy for us sitting on the couch with a beer in our hands to say, why didn't he just knock it down? But he was defending the ball, and the receiver ended up catching it and just took it to the house. And, you know, Calgary could have gone back to the bench and just called it in. They didn't. I mean, it was an incredible, incredible fourth quarter. And for Calgary to do what they were able to do, passing the ball down the field to drive down and win against a really good secondary. Nick Marshall is one of the premier corners in the CFL. And just an incredible – that was probably the best game of this CFL season.
27 fourth quarter points. It was so exciting. But guess what? You could only rest on your laurels. I was talking to the guys at Caliente today because I know that they cover the CFL. The CFL is on their board. And one of the numbers I threw out of them was, you know, our game win percentage. You know what, Wes? That's a pretty good number to throw out.
We're reading the form correctly.
So if you want to cash some tickets, hang around. We'll be back. You're listening to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk Wes here on the Sports Betting Channel.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk Wes. And we just saw the Championship Football's commercial. And, of course, we're sponsored by championshipfootballs.com. And it really is the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. And I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking. I'm not quite sure because we just finally finished with the inventory and got everything done. Actually, yesterday was my first day that I was able to take some time off in the afternoon because we've been going nonstop. But I'm thinking probably sending your football this week out, but not necessarily addressed to you because it's your son's anniversary, isn't it?
It will be his name day, his one-year name day.
The anniversary of his birth. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
The first year is the hardest. No, that's not true. They're all hard. I had a hard one last year, and the kid's 29.
I'm sure he's about to change the rules on us, right? No, as we start to feel good about it.
All right, so that's what we saw from props. We heard from PropSwap. We heard from PropSwap, and again, you already mentioned futures, and I really, I tell you, it's changed how I look at futures. I used to look at futures as not an investment I want to make, Wes, because it's just too far in the future. Now, what you do is a little unique in that you kind of couple it up, because your website allows you to do that. Most don't. Yours does. You couple it up, so as the seasons go along, you're getting it at all different price points and basically as a tax on your winnings, so you're not really investing in it. But yeah. PropSwap came along, and all of a sudden I realized I can say to you, I made money on a horse that lost the Kentucky Derby. And it really is because PropSwap allows you to have other people who are on the other side, and you're basically cashing out, right? You're cashing out some of your equity.
It's and equity is a good word. It prop swap to me is just like owning stock. It's just like owning shares or options.
Yeah, it's live action for future bets, basically, for us. All right, so let's look what we got. Thursday, 8:30 Eastern, Edmonton 45.5, Winnipeg minus 15.5. That's a number we have not seen anything close to this year, but it's Edmonton.
Yeah, so the number has changed. And I say the number has changed because when it first posted, I said these numbers are absolutely outrageous. It was it 17.5 I had sent? But the number came down. The number's at 15.5 now, and I believe it was at 16.5, 17.5. So I did something fun, and I'll just hit this when we go through the games. But our record on Winnipeg plays are 3-2. That's unique because we're typically not there. But you got to look at this game, and you got to look at a bunch of different factors. Well, one, how often does Winnipeg lose two in a row? That is a rare thing for them to lose two in a row. They're now going home. They're going home against the worst team in the CFL that still has not figured out quarterback. You've said it, Winnipeg second half. That's a big number, and a lot of people believe that Edmonton has a chance because that spread has gone down about 1.5 or 2 points.
I think it's pretty bizarre, though, that I have a text that says I just hopped on Winnipeg minus 15.5, and the line that I have when I wrote this up this morning was 15.5. I just think it's funny. All right, here's what we got from our Easy Sports data. Now, remember, when I talk numbers going forward with Easy Sports data, and their numbers are 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, whatever they are, we're only in week 7. That means half of those numbers on the big numbers are from last year.
Yes.
And if they're a home or away matchup number, it could be for 2 years. So Edmonton just continues to find ways to lose. But the one point when the guy didn't get the ball, I was yelling at the screen, there's a guy I know more about the rules than he does. That really was. It wasn't as exciting as the finish that we saw last week. But that elking was, like you said, right in front of our eyes. And it's not like we didn't say it every week. It was just wonderful. So here's what I asked myself after looking at the data. Can last week's Winnipeg help this week's Winnipeg? They're home. They're 7-2 against the spread. And the one of those losses was to BC this season. BC's pretty good.
And BC's a rare air.
All right, so the next game is Friday, 7:30 Eastern. Toronto at Hamilton, 49 plus 7.5. And as we mentioned earlier, combined lines are, you know, almost 40 points for these four games. Doesn't take a math genius to understand 40 divided by 4 is a lot of points a game.
Yeah, so Toronto's on the road for the second straight week. And that means something. Although their defense is just simply going to have a field day against a second string quarterback. Schiltz is not a bad quarterback. Hamilton actually just had one of their better games of the season, but they allowed 29 points to Edmonton. They allowed themselves to be in a situation where it looked somewhat close on paper. You will not get that type of mistakes out of Toronto. Although Toronto is a highly penalized team. We are 3-0 betting Toronto this week. 7.5 is a big number, but you got to look at Toronto's win margin. This past week, they won by 8, and that was their shortest margin of victory. And that was against Montreal and Cody Fajardo. and a really good front or a really good D line in Montreal. So I'm going to lay the 7.5. So right now we're laying some big numbers.
Well, yeah, and here's what we've got. If you missed last week's Toronto against the spread records, which, of course, continued, just go back and watch week 6. Leave me out of your problem. That's not my problem. That's your problem, okay? But until Toronto stops covering, I got my money. It's really that simple. Now, the one thing that I saw when I was looking at the quarterback ratings is can Schiltz score with Kelly? And I don't think the answer is yes.
I don't think so either. And if he tries Montreal, or if he tries, Toronto's going to pick the ball off. We saw them intercept Vernon Adams Jr. 6 times. What do you think he's going to do to Schiltz?
I know the 6th one was a pick 6 for the cover on the over. What a great. That was one of the, because again, 1,500 times in a season, you might say, I just need to pick 6. And you really, in the back of your mind, you know, there's not a shot you're going to get it, but you say it and everyone kind of chuckles, because if you're with sports bettors, they understand the concept. You need to pick 6. But
yeah, and this is a rivalry game. Toronto, Hamilton, you know, there are little mini rivalries in the CFL, and this is a rivalry. That very tiny stadium in Hamilton, I mean, they'll be there. And I don't expect this game to be close in the end.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from some Chiefs, from some Tulane peoples on the championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Here on Saturdays in Canada with Black Hawk West on the Sports Betting Channel.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Black Hawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel. If you're down in New Orleans, guess what, Wes? Our Tulane Championship Footballs, the Cotton Bowl, that's the most incredible season and turnaround in NCAA history, are now available at the Campus Connection in New Orleans. So we're pretty excited about that. And of course, the Chiefs balls are close to selling out. So we did look at your neck of the woods. Wow, you put up collectibles in San Diego. You might have 2 stores. You put up sports collectibles in Kansas City, and the map just Google peppers you with pings. You know,
I mean, there's been a reason to celebrate, and we love our Chiefs. Every Friday is like high school. We have Red Friday in Kansas City, and when the Chiefs play at home, the whole city wears red, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. We have Red Friday.
All right, so we got Saturday. Game 3, Sask at BC, 45.5, -9.5. This is 7 o'clock Eastern time Saturday.
Yeah. So when this line first came out, it was -8.5. I shot you over that message. And I laid my action at 8.5. I still like it at 9.5. You got Sask with QB2 coming off of a really close last, you know, signature CFL final 3 minutes loss. Now they're going on the road to BC. They're going to find BC, who's well-rested. If they try and score points with them, they're going to get sacked. BC is an incredible team at getting after the quarterback. They are deep, deep, deep at wide receiver. Lucky Whitehead has been quiet this season. That's one of the fastest men in the CFL. I think he might get involved. And Rhymes is back in the lineup. So I think that this is going to be another BC domination. We're laying a lot of points, but it just makes sense.
Sask is 2-9 against the spread on their last 11. They have covered 2 straight on the road, though, against Edmonton and Calgary. And my notes are, high-tech notes here, right? This is real high-tech data. BC isn't Edmonton or Calgary. Those are my notes. BC scored 22 straight in 5 out of 5, but at home 30-plus in 4 out of 5. They are 5-0 against spread in those 5. And I believe Adams is the difference in this one. I really do.
He is.
All right, let's talk about the record, the standings, because just a tick less than a third of the way. This week, after this week, a lot of the teams will have 6 games.
Yeah.
Anything? What's your biggest surprise?
Well, you know, BC being as good as they are, you know, we questioned it going into week 1, but then they answered all our questions. But BC being as dominant as they are, and you know, replacing a most outstanding Canadian as quickly as they did. You know, Toronto, I am somewhat surprised that Toronto is looking as good as they are, because I thought that they won the game but weren't the best team in the CFL when they won the Grey Cup. And you know, there's really no other surprises. We know who Hamilton is. Sask and Calgary are kind of going to be there, and you just got to figure out the right week. So not a ton of surprises. Montreal is still in 2nd place. I had them to win the Grey Cup this year. So, you know, Ottawa's 2-3. I mean, a lot of 2-3s. We got an 0-6. And then we got 2-3, 3-2, and then, you know, BC, Toronto, and Winnipeg.
Another thing that isn't going to be surprising is the week we're going to start talking about crossover, because it's happening. You can see it. You can see that the West is better than the East, and it's going to end up being that
way. Well, we're talking about crossover, you know, from the West to the East, it doesn't look like it's going to be Sask. Calgary would be the team in Edmonton we're not even talking about in the playoffs. I think our crossover at this point might be East into the West. I think we could see Hamilton or Ottawa crossover, be playing either BC or Winnipeg in the playoffs.
That'll be just a few months before we start doing that. It is, without a doubt, to me, one of the coolest aspects. And a lot of the professional leagues have changed playoff stuff over the last few years, whether it's, you know, wild card, Major League Baseball's done some stuff, NFL's done some stuff, college is changing all the time, but none of them hop over to the other league.
No, they don't. And it's just a fun wrinkle. And, you know, as a casual fan, you probably don't care. Ooh, look, it's football. July. I got the green guys.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Sunday night, game four, last game of the weekend, 7 o'clock Eastern, Ottawa at Calgary, 44 minus 5.5.
Our record betting on or against just any game having to do with Calgary is 5-0. We have not lost when we're betting on a Calgary game this year. We've won two. We've been on them twice to win. They've done it as dog outrights twice, and we've been against them three times, and we've won on the opposing team. So I think it's fair to say we know this team pretty well. Calgary just won a game in the final moments. It was thrilling. It was great, but they shouldn't have been in that position. I'm looking at Ottawa with a quarterback that is very difficult to game plan for. There's a real question mark. Do they struggle to adjust coming off of that high of beating Winnipeg? Because, I mean, that's a big game. That's a rush-the-field kind of game. That's Appalachian State taking down Michigan. At the beginning of their learnings, how to become a competitive team. I don't know, but I do know that Calgary is better on the road than they are at home. And I, again, in moments of uncertainty, we're going to take the points. I'm taking the points and I'm taking Ottawa. I like that unpredictable style, and their defense is scrappy. And I think this is close, and I think it's going to be low scoring, and we're going to take points here.
Yeah. So here's some of the notes I got from going through the data. It's the lowest spread of the weekend for a reason. Okay. What does Ottawa do beating Winnipeg? That's a legitimate thing, but Cal 2-9. Against the spread in their last 11 at home. That's 11. That's at home. We're in week 7, so the most you played at home this year would be 3 if you played them all. And that means that's 3 of those 11. That's 8 going back halfway through last year.
If you look at all the games in the line movement from the time I texted it to you until now, this game was the lowest spread. And it had dramatic movement. And if you try and guess or interpret what people are doing in this game, the public is scared. I mean, they're wanting to lay a lesser amount of points, and they're calling BS on Ottawa for sure. But they're wanting to lay the 4.5 or the 5.5. I mean, they wanted to lay 4.5, which is what made it 5.5, and take Calgary. If you look at the Winnipeg and Edmonton game, the money's pouring in on Edmonton. Went from 16.5 down to 15 flat because people want to take 16 points. Oh, my God. And I'm reading that. I'm not scared of laying the points where we need to. But in this close game, the shortest spread of the week, I think that we're going to get a dog outright.
Yeah, and again, we've had a fairly good run with betting against teams that are minus numbers and taking the plus money. And again, it gives me that money line option. The money line, as you know, it really does. It fluffs up your bankroll. It fluffs up your parlays. It's just plus anything is better than my. And we talked about it last week. The days of minus 105, minus 110 are almost gone. They're nickel and diming you. Minus 115, minus 120, minus 125. They won't move the number. They just keep moving that. The
2-2, and you lose a quarter unit.
Week 7, pretty excited about it. And again, for me, it just is. It's that week where it's a Thursday game, a Friday game. I tend to grind for a living. I do a lot of gigs, and what it happens is, Wes, it's like the carrot at the stick that gets me through. If I can make it to like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to be okay.
We have had something wow every single week. I mean, this past week, it was that finish to the Calgary Sask game. A week ago, we were talking about the single that ended the game with a couple seconds to go. And every week, we're saying, OMG, something's different in the season.
I'm getting every week to take money out of my account and play charades with Coinbase.
Yeah.
So right now, the money I won last week, it's still not in my bank. It's still playing the market because that's a fun little game. I bet at a pool. I bet at a party. I bet at a concert on the green. And I bet at a jacuzzi in the last 4 weeks watching games. And I will tell you, I don't get a lot of respect when I tell people, I'm watching the CFL. They look at me like, I'm a degenerate. And then I tell them we're winning three out of the four bets we make. And they say, oh, really? Their whole demeanor changes. If you're catching Saturdays at Canada with Blackhawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel for the first time, you know what you do? It's 30 minutes. Like you can even go through. You could. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a hint. It's the coolest present they'll open that day guaranteed. So you could skip through all the commercials. You could probably watch the show in 20 minutes. In about an hour and a half, you could go through the whole season if you don't believe that we got a clue what we're doing here. So
documented, recorded proof of 70% winners.
Yeah, I'm still fishing. I told you I had the Ron Robbins with Mexico. That was Apollo's. I love it. I get John giving me plays, even though John has slowed down, as you know, because he's got. The UFC thing was a pretty big hit for him. I was laughing. I told my woman, I've got a 5-team round robin. Not one of the games was mine. I didn't handicap one of them. It was John. It was yours, and it was Paolo's. And we hit 4 out of 5. So
that's great.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Always be cashing.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.